श्री गणेशाय नमः।
पाणिनीकात्याय पतञ्जलिभ्यः सिद्धविद्यासम्प्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परमर्षिभ्यो मद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः
पादपत्
पादपत्।
सो दट इस् दि सूत्र 333, दट इस् द नंबर ऑफ दि सूत्र। एंड वी आर लुकिंग एट अ वर्ड सुपाद, दकारांत शब्द इट इज सुपाद। सो शोभनौ पादौ यस्य सः, दट इज दि समास, बहुव्रीहि समास, वन हू हैज ब्यूटिफुल फीट, पाद इज फुट। सो शोभनौ पादौ यस्य सः, दट इन द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड शोभना मीन्स ब्यूटिफुल। दि अव्यय सु कम्स, सो सु Supada, that is how it has to become. But there are such a certain rules which govern the ending of a samasa. 438. So supada, su meaning shobhana, pada is a foot, feet, both of them. So shobhana upadau isya saha is the vigraha vakyam. And in the samasa you get a supada, but there are certain rules which are called samasanta, how the samasa ends. Sometimes a pratyaya is added, like for example raja has sakhibhyash, touch, touch pratyaya is added to the samasa. Sometimes something disappears, lopa. So this is that kind of a samasanta, abhava. So supada a disappears, so it becomes a supad. Vavasane, there is a rule, vavasane must be known to you. So avasana, so you get chaptvam, vikalpa it is. And so supad, supat, these are the words. So now we are planning to do that shabda. So supad, supad is the pratipadika. Shobhana upadav yasya saha samasa you do. Samasa gets the pratipadika samujna, krtadhita samasascha. So the pratipadika samujna will come, the pratyayas will disappear. So there is a sutra for that also, how pratyayas
are
supo dhatu pratipadika yoho. Based on that sutra, the sup disappears, both sup disappears, and so you end up with a pratipadika. And because samasa is named as pratipadika, so krtadhita samasascha, that pratipadika samujna makes it eligible for new sup to come. Vibhakti will happen. So supad su, then halnyabhyo dirghat sutisya pruttam hal iti sutrena, that su will disappear. So you get supad. Then out, so au, su au, just out will come in the second dvitiya vibhakti dvivachanam. So au, supad au, supad jas, so jas becomes supadaha, it becomes supad plus as rakva visargam, so supadaha. All that is clear. Is it supad as?
No, pratamaya is not required.
It is not required.
Oh, because it's just pad.
Halanta shabda, you know. So that is poroparyo eko ekaha ekadesha. That is a different situation. Eko dirghaha ekadeshasya. So supad as, supadaha, rutva visargav, what we call rutva visargav. Sarasajushoruhu karvasanayor visarjaniyaha. He supad, again he supat, he supadav, he supadaha, supadam, supadav. From shas onwards changes will come, because up to shas there is no bhasaujna. From shas onwards, bhasaujna will be there. Yachi bham. Yakaradishu, ajadishu cha, kapratyayavadishu, swadishu, asarvanamasthaneshu, angam bhasaujna syat. Something is like that. Four vav, angam, four vav, bhasaujna syat. So the anga gets the bhasaujna only when asarvanamasthana. That means, from Dvitiya Bahuvachanam Suda Napumsakam. So from Dvitiya Bahuvachanam onwards, Asarvanamasthana, Bhasaujna. Padasaujna also will be there. But Akalarade Kasaujna. So only one Saujna. And which Saujna? So Paracha Anavakashacha.
Vipratishethe Parangadhyam.
Then there are two Saujnas. Vipratishethe Parangadhyam need not apply. Then there are two Saujnas. It amounts to that only. It amounts to that only. But in Viprateshethe Paranga, Tulya Balayor Virodhesati Paramkaryam Syat.
But that sutra, Viprateshethe Paramkaryam, is immediately after 141.
Oh.
141 is Akadara Rekha Sanya.
Then immediately Viprateshethe Paramkaryam. Yeah. You see, Viprateshethe, that Paraviprateshethe, the Vritti is Tulya Balayor Virodhesati Paramkaryam Syat. Tulya Balatvan Nama Kim? Tulya Balatvan Nama. Sutrasya anyatra pravurtimatvam. The sutra has its own application elsewhere. Both sutras have their own arenas where they are applicable, where they are applied very much. Therefore, the sutras have got fulfilled already. Each sutra is fulfilled elsewhere. The sutra need not gain fulfillment at this point. That kind of two sutras, when they come and compete, that is called Tulyabala. And Tulyabala Virodhesati Param Karyam Syat. That is called Paravipratishedha. Sometimes we do Purva Vipratishedha also. Okay? So, here, when two saujnas are there, there is a kind of parivasha, paracha, anavakashacha. The latter one, and which has no application elsewhere. Bhasaujna is like that. If you don't, suppose Bhasaujna Dvitiya Bahuvachanam, Padasaujna is there, Bhasaujna is there. If you don't apply Bhasaujna there, then for Trutiya Dvivachanam, Trutiya Bahuvachanam, where Haladi Prachayas are there, there Bhasaujna doesn't even apply. Bhasaujna can apply only when Ajadi Prachayas, like Shastra, Ne, etc. Only there it can get. Whereas Padasaujna can come anywhere. That's why Padasaujna and Bhasaujna, among these two, Bhasaujna is a para and also anavakashacha. It has no application elsewhere. Therefore, if you don't give Bhasaujna when Ajadi Prachaya is following, then Bhasaujna cannot come anywhere else. It becomes redundant. Therefore, Bhasaujna alone will come. So, anyway, just I am reminding you some of the story that went by long back. You must be quite familiar with all that, I am sure. So supada, I am just reminding myself as much. So supada as. Supad as. That supad is now bhasaujna. Now next sutra will come. Padaspat.
Padaspat.
You see, padaha is shashti ekavachanam. So in the place of pad, pat will come. In the place of pad, pat will come. Padaha is shashti ekavachanam of pad. Pad becomes padaha shashti. Shashti sthane yoga. Pad ityasya sthane pat adishyate ityartha padas pat. But then tasya cha tadantasya cha padangadhikare tasya cha tadantasya cha. And padadhikara and angadhikara are there. This is angadhikara. Angadhikara it is. Because bha, you know. Bha is anga. Angadhikara. Bhasya, that is the adhikara. Bha is anga. Therefore, padadhikara and angadhikara, in that, when a word is present in the sutra, it stands for itself and also for a word ending in it. That is why supad becomes example. Because supad is a pada anta. therefore padaha means to pad and also to a word ending with pad. Tasya cha tadantasya cha. Only in these two adhikaras, padasya, angasya, in these two adhikaras, that is the scheme. Therefore, you can say padaha means pad ityasya, that is one meaning. Pad antasya, the one which has pad as its anta, like supad. So you can apply this pad of pat in the context of supad. Okay, based on that paribhasha, padangadhikare tatsyacha tadantasyacha. So that becomes applicable. Now supad is there, plus shas. Now supad becomes bha, because yachibham. So being bha, so this rule can apply. So pad can be replaced by pat. Pad or pad, doesn't matter. Both are one and the same. Vavasana. So pad can be replaced by pad. Now alontya paribhasha won't work. Alontyasya.
Right.
Alontyasya means the end of has to be not like that.
That would be
anekalshit sarvasya. That is one way. And another way is nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti. That is, paribhasha is also there. When sutrakara, he picks up one particular pada, one word, sakshat, means directly used as such, not a general rule or any such thing. The word which is directly used as such, and he uses that in the sutra, and then puts it in shashti vibhakti, and then makes an adesha for it. Then, now you forget about all paribhashas, the entire word will be replaced. Nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti, that paribhasha he has given. It's a good paribhasha. So, this sutra comes under that category because sutrakara has chosen to pinpoint a particular word, nirdishyamanasya, not like alontyasya. So shashti nirdishtasya antyasya alaha adeshasya. There shashti vibhakti, wherever you find shashti vibhakti, like iko yanachi ikaha shashti, so wherever you find shashti vibhakti, there adesha will come to the end only. That kind of a general rule is different. This is nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti iti paribhashaya. So pad, entire pad is replaced by pad. So supad as supadaha. Okay, urti pat shabdantam yadangam bham tadavayavasya pat shabdasya padadeshasya. You see, anekalshit sarvasya, if you apply, su also will go away. You cannot apply anekalshit sarvasya because su also will go away. So that's why nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti. If you apply anekalshit sarvasya, so pad is anekal, therefore sarvasya, supad is all gone and only pad will come. It is not like that. Okay?
We have seen something similar in Jaraya.
There we have seen. There also nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti is applied. Nirjaras jaraya jarasonya tamasyam. So nirjara becomes nirjaras. There nir remains intact. Therefore we need all these paribhashas. Alontyasya anekalshit sarvasya nirdishyamanasya adesha bhavanti. So ultimately that alone saves the situation. So let us say pachabdantam yadangam.
Pachabdantam yadangam.
Enanga, which is ending with the shabda pat. Bham. That anga is also a bha. Tadavayavasya pachabdasya.
Tadavayavasya pachabdasya.
To the Shabdapat,
to the Shabdapat,
which is a part of that bha,
which is a part of that bha.
Padadesha syat.
Padadesha syat.
The adesha pad will come.
The adesha pad will come.
Padadesha should not be misread as pada adesha. It is not pada adesha. Pad adesha. Not savarna dirgha sandhi. Pad. Padadesha syat. So, supad as. Now you do padadesha. Supad as. Supadaha. Therefore, wherever there is ajadi pratyaya, you get bhasaunjya, and so pad will be replaced by pad. And wherever there is no ajadi pratyaya, halari like bhyam this, you don't get bhasaunjya, and therefore pad remains pad. At the end, supad su, you have to do an extra kharicha and make it supad su. At the end means saptami bahuvachana. That is the thing. Oh, are you with me all the way?
No.
Are, no? Oh, not completely.
I read
is it?
Few minutes before I came here, few pages.
But I have tried to remind a few things also. It's not that I have all the way glossed over. Where you are not with me? Bhasaunjya and all those things?
I mean, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but sir, Swamiji, we have to cover. I have to cover a lot of ground, so I won't take that as a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Bhasaujya, you should know very well, because that is the life of all these shabdas. So, yechi bham. When ajadi pratyaya is following, yakaradishu, you don't bother. Ajadishu. And that too, asarvanamasthaneshu. From sixth onwards. Sixth means dvitiya bahuvachanam onwards. From that till the end, it is asarvanamasthana. First five are sarvanamasthana. Sudanapumsakam, anapumsakam. So, that when asarvanamasthana are following, ajadi gives bhasaunjya to the anga, haladi gives padasaunjya to the anga. That is the method. And in the context of bhasaunjya alone, pad is replaced by pad. And so, when you have supad su, definitely it is not bha, because su is haladi pratyayam. Therefore, no question of replacing pad. So, supad su, kharicha. So, therefore, that is called chartvam. So, you get da becomes ta. Supad su, that is how. Let us say this shabda. Dakarantah pumlingah.
Dakarantah pumlingah.
Supad shabdah.
Supad shabdah.
The one with beautiful feet.
The one with beautiful feet.
Supad, supat.
Supad, supad.
Supadau, supadah.
Supadau, supadah.
Supadah is not like Ramaha. It is Bahuvachanam it is. Okay. He supad, he supat.
He supad, he
supad.
He supadau, he supadaha. He
supadau, he supadaha. Supadam, supadau, supadaha.
Supadam, supadau, supadaha.
Supadaha. Supada, supadbhyam, supadbhihi.
Supada, supadbhyam, supadbhihi.
Supade, supadbhyam, supadbhyaha.
Supade, supadbhyam, supadbhyaha.
Supadbhyaha. Okay. Supadah supadbhyam supadbhyah.
Supadah supadbhyam supadbhyah.
Supadah supadoh supadam.
Supadah supadoh supadam.
Supadi supadoh supatsu.
Supadi supadoh supatsu.
Evam dvipad tripad ityadayah.
Evam dvipad tripad ityadayah.
Ya tripad, having three legs is funny. Chatushpad you can say. Evam dvipad chatushpad. Chatushpad ityadayaha. That's why dvipadash chatushpadaha. In Veda mantra also dvipadash chatushpadaha. Dvipad chatushpad we say, but when it comes to protect in our home, dvipadaha chatushpadaha dvitiya bahuvachana. Like grame asmin aturam మానవ మహాంతమత మానవ అద్భుతం మానవ క్షంతమత మానవ క్షతం మానవ దీప్తితరం. సో సమ్వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ద్విపదశ్చతుష్పద లైక్ దాట్. దట్ ద్వితీయ బహువచనం, వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ యూసేజ్. నౌ వీ కమ్ టు థకారాంత, తాథ దాథ. సో తకారాంత వీ హవ్ డన్, సుపాత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సుపాత్, తకారాంత వీ హవ్ డన్, నౌ తాథ. సో యు సీ ది వర్డ్ ఈజ్ అగ్నిం మంథతి ఇతి, దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్డ్ అగ్నిం మంథతి. వన్ హూ ఈజ్ చర్నింగ్ ఫైర్, మంథనం ఈజ్ టేక్ ఏ వుడెన్ స్లాబ్ అండ్ టేక్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ వుడ్ అండ్ చర్న్ నాట్ చర్నింగ్ రబ్ ది పీస్ ఆఫ్ వుడ్ ఆన్ ది వుడెన్ స్లాబ్. సో వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్లీ దే రబ్ ఇట్ అండ్ సో ఫైర్ విల్ కమ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అగ్ని మంథనం. అగ్ని మంథతి దట్ ఈస్ ది విధి, లట్ ఈజ్ విధి, అగ్ని మంథతి లట్ ఈజ్ విధి. సో ది ఫైర్ యు కెనాట్ బ్రింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్సైడ్ ది కిచెన్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వుడ్. సో దట్ అగ్ని అగ్ని మంథతి. సో ది వన్ హూ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ది అగ్నిమంథన కర్మ, హీ అగ్నిం మంథతి ఇది అగ్నిమంథ, దట్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ లైక్ దట్ అగ్నిమంథ. అండ్ దెన్ దట్ నా విల్ డిసపియర్, నా విల్ గో అవే, అగ్నిమథ దట్ ఇస్ ది శబ్ద. సో దట్ నా విల్ గో వే అనిదితాం, నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్, అనిదితాం హల ఉపధాయా కింగ్ ఇది, దట్ సూత్ర విల్ కమ్. సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దట్ సూత్ర విచ్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ టు కమ్, దట్ నా విల్ గో వే. సో యూ హ్యావ్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక అగ్నిమథ, దట్ ఈస్ ది థకారాంత శబ్ద అగ్నిమథ. ఇఫ్ నా డజంట్ గో వే దెన్ థా విల్ గో వే, సంయోగాంతస్య లోపః, దేర్ఫోర్ థా వాంట్ గో వే, థా రిమైన్స్, ఓన్లీ నా విల్ గో వే. సంయోగాంతస్య లోపః ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ జనరల్ సూత్ర, దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఉత్సర్గ, అది ఉత్సర్గ, దిస్ ఈస్ అపవాద. అనిదితాం హల ఉపధాయా కింగ్ ఇతి సంయోగాంతస్య, దట్ త్రిపాది సప్త, దట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో దేర్. సో ఓన్లీ నా విల్ గో వే అగ్నిమథ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది సిచ్యువేషన్. సో అగ్నిమథ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్, ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం అగ్నిమథ్ స్ అండ్ హల్యాభ్యో దీర్ఘాత్ శృతిస్య ప్రక్తం హలు ఇది సకారలోప. సో అగ్నిమథ్ దెన్ జలాంజశోంతే ఇట్ ఈస్ జష్త్వం. సో థ బికమ్స్ ద జబగడదశ. సో ద్ అండ్ దెన్ వావసానే అగ్నిమథ్, అగ్నిమథ్ బికమ్స్ అగ్నిమత్, అగ్నిమద్ అగ్నిమత్ ఓన్లీ ప్రథమా ఏకవచనం. ప్రథమా ద్వివచనం అగ్నిమథ్ ఔ, అగ్నిమథౌ అగ్నిమథ, అగ్నిమథం అగ్నిమథౌ అగ్నిమథ అగ్నిమథ, దెన్ అగ్నిమథ్ భ్యాం, దెన్ జలాంజషు ఝషి, ఈవెన్ జలాంజషు అంతే పదాంతత్వం పద సంజ్ఞా ఇస్తే హౌ దట్ స్వాదిష్వసర్వనామస్థానే ఇది సూత్రేణ అగ్నిమథ్ ఇత్యస్య పద సంజ్ఞా వర్తతే. దేర్ఫోర్ యు గెట్ జలాంజషు అంతే అగైన్ అగ్నిమద్ భ్యాం, దెన్ దట్స్ ఇట్ అగ్నిమద్ భ్యాం అగ్నిమద్భిః అగ్నిమథే. సో దెన్ వెన్ యూ కమ్ టు సప్తమి బహు, ది మిడిల్ వన్స్ విల్ ఫాలో ది యూజువల్ కోర్స్ అగ్నిమథ్ స్, దెన్ ఖరిచ అగ్నిమత్ సు, దట్ ఈస్ ది శబ్దం. నాట్ ఏ సింగిల్ న్యూ సూత్ర, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ కవర్డ్. ఓకే, దేర్ అగ్నిమథ్ సు, సి వాట్ దే డు, జలాంజశోంతే అండ్ ఖరిచ,
బికాస్ యూ టు ఫస్ట్ కన్వర్ట్ ఫర్ దకార.
ఓకే, వాట్ ఈస్ ఖరిచా వృత్తి?
ఖరిచా వృత్తి జలాం చరస్యు,
జలాం ఖరిపరే చరస్యు. దిస్ థా ఇస్ ఆల్సో జెల్ ఓన్లీ,
బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ త్రిపాది కార్య. సో దాట్ ఇస్ సపాద సప్తాధ్యాయం ప్రతి
త్రిపాద్య సిద్ధ
త్రిపాద్యామపి పూర్వం
త్రిపాద్యామపి పూర్వం ప్రతి పరం శాస్త్రం అసిద్ధం స్యాత్. ఓకే, సో యూ హావ్ టు ఫస్ట్ మేక్ ఇట్
జలాం
జశోంతే అండ్ దెన్ కన్వర్ట్ ఇట్ టు ఖరిచ. ఓకే, సో దట్ ఈస్ ది రూట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో. సో అగ్నిమథ్ స్, You see, in Veda, we don't do kharicha. In Vedic pronunciation, the traditional Pakka Pandits, they will pronounce Agnimathsu, like that they pronounce.
Thakara.
They pronounce.
Not Thakara.
So no kharicha?
No kharicha.
So entire Veda is not something?
Yeah, there it is like that. Kharicha is kharicha in only classical Sanskrit. So, I can give you some examples. I don't get immediately. In Namakam and all that we get. So, Tha they pronounce. You can see that. Anyway, but in classical Sanskrit it is Nityam. In Vedic mantras, sometimes it is Vikalpa, sometimes it is not. Vikalpa means it is not there. Sometimes done, sometimes not done. But some of the old classical Sanskrit Vedic scholars, they pronounce Tha. They don't say Tha. Agnimatsu, they don't say Agnimatsu, like that they say.
From the Pratishakta Samhita?
Doesn't
look like anything here.
No, there you don't find. So let us know the Shabda. Thakarantha Pumlingaha
Thakarantha Pumlingaha
Agnimath Shabdaha
Agnimath Shabdaha.
The one who churns wood to produce fire.
Who
rubs the wood, not churns the wood. Rubs the wood.
Arani.
Yeah. Aruni is the name of a rishi. Arani is the wooden block which is used to produce fire. Uttararani, Adhararani. The bottom, the major plank is called Adhararani, and the piece which is used to rub is called Uttararani. Anyway, so that finishes. Yeah, you have to do Jalanjashonte. And then only you have to kharicha. Very nice. So where are we? Agnimatsu, we finished that?
Yes.
No. Okay. Thakaranta Pumlingaha.
Thakaranta Pumlingaha.
Agnimath Shabdaha.
Agnimath Shabdaha.
Agnimad Agnimath.
Agnimad Agnimath.
Agnimathau Agnimathaha.
Agnimathau Agnimathaha.
Everywhere else you will have Tha again. He Agnimad, He Agnimath.
Agnimathi agnimatho agnimathaha.
The type of changes that we have made, they don't make any difference for those who pronounce everything same way. For them, it just makes no difference. Mahapranavarnas and Alpapranavarnas are pronounced uniformly. So, some of our Sangeeta Vidwams, Sangeeta Pandits do this all the time. Very peculiar. Really? Very unfortunate. Anidita, you say?
Pujamami has a joke, right?
Vangadeshe.
Vakara.
Bakara yo ha bheda.
But how will he say it? Bakara yo ha bheda.
Very true. Aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti.
Aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti.
Did you get the sutram thontha? Did it come?
Pantha.
There it came. Thontha. Okay. That is not relevant here. Just even manthan shabdam also it comes there. Manthan is the churning rod. And there manthaha, manthano, manthanaha. మంథానం మంథానం మథ 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 సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ లైక్ దట్ మథనా సంథింగ్ అనిదితాం హల ఉపధాయా కింగితి
అనిదితాం హల ఉపధాయా కింగితి
ఐ వుడ్ అడ్వైజ్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ సూత్ర వెల్ అండ్ బై హార్ట్ ది వృత్తి ఆల్సో ఇట్ విల్ బి యూజింగ్ ఇట్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఐ విల్ ట్రై టు గివ్ యూ వర్కింగ్ వర్క్అవుట్ విత్ దాట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ సూత్రం ఉగిద చాం సర్వనామస్థానే చ అధాతో ఉగిద చాం సర్వనామస్థానే చ అధాతో దట్ ఈజ్ నుమాగమ సో హియర్ నకార లోప దేర్ నకార కమింగ్ we use these sutras cautiously and also we'll understand them and then start applying. Now in this sutra, so angasya is the adhikara, halaha shashti ekavachanam, angasya is the adhikara, therefore halaha becomes the visheshana to angasya. So visheshanam tadantasya samujnyasya yena vidhis tadantasya iti paribhashaya, therefore halantasya angasya. And also this aniditam, the bahuvachanam, shashti bahuvachanam. So ekavachanam, bahuvachanam doesn't matter. So halantasya angasya you convert into bahuvachana. Halantanam anganam.
Samaji, one question. This tadantavidhi we applied here. But in the previous one we took that adhikara, angadhikara and pahadhikara we can say tasya or tadantasya, right?
పదాంగాధికారే తస్య చ తదంత విశేషణం షుడ్ బి దేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో విశేషణ విశేష్య భావాదే సో హియర్ అంగస్య ఇస్ ది విశేష్య అండ్ అనిదితాం అండ్ హలహ దే ఆర్ ది విశేషణ అండ్ భస్య యా
అంగస్య భస్య బోత కమింగ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్
వన్ దేర్ దట్స్ వై పాదాంతస్య
But
either tadanta vidhi is there or not? It is there. That's why paachabda paadasha paadashabdasya tadantasya cha.
Correct. But I thought you used another paribhasha to say it's anta. Did you use tadanta vidhi there or
not? Tadanta vidhi only. We have used tadanta vidhi only.
No, then what was the purpose of specifying? Because we brought the fact that that su is also important. Therefore, we said only tadantasya and then we brought the word avayava in that case, right?
Yeah.
Whereas here we seem to be taking just Tadanta Vidhi. When we did the previous sutra, we didn't mention Tadanta Vidhi at all, right?
Yeah. Tadanta Vidhi, you see, we have said, Tadanta Vidhi we did not use. Tasya cha Tadantasya. Vichyangadhikare Tasya cha Tadantasya cha. Tadanta Vidhi only Tadanta. Tasya cha Tadantasya cha we need. Only Tadanta is not the point.
Tadanta, then it will apply only for the dakara, not the whole pada.
That is okay. What he is asking is valid. Suppose you take tadanta vidhi, padaha bhasya, then padantasya bhasya ityeva bhavati.
Correct.
Whereas pratyayangadhikare tasya cha tadantasya cha.
But just like if that anta is there, if the word is only pada, without the su, it could still apply because anta is the same. If it has nothing anta, it still is the anta, right?
No, no, not like that. Tasya cha tadanta sya cha won't come by tadanta vidhi.
That I understand.
Only but tadanta
why
will come.
But why do we need tasya here?
Because in the case of supadhi, you don't need. In some other situation,
we may need.
You need, you see, paddhi shabdam is there. Paddh, padhav, padaha. Paddham, padhav, padaha.
Correct.
Pada, padhyam, padbhihi.
Correct.
There, you need tasya.
If we didn't have tasya, that's what I'm trying to understand. That even if we didn't have tasya, that pad is still anta only, so antasya will still work, right? Or you're saying when you say antasya, there must be some avayava before it. Is that necessary?
Tadanta vidhi won't apply there, because visheshana visheshya bhava is just not there. But you say it is there, padaha bhasya. Okay, you apply tadanta vidhi. Then you will get padantasya bhasya eva.
So you're saying you cannot have, when we say antasya, there must be an avayava other than that. We cannot just say that itself, because I don't remember the Parivasha Sutra, somewhere we say that, right? That if...
No, you see, what you said is true. tasya cha tadantasya cha won't come from tadanta paribhasha visheshanam tadanta paribhashaya tadantasyaiva tadantasya alone comes whereas pratyanga adhikare tasya cha tadantasya cha if you take both will come yeah
and what you are clarifying for us when we say tadantasya it cannot be just that thing it has to be something preceding it also necessarily
okay. So here hala halaha angasya so halantasya angasya halaha angasya means halantasya angasya make it bahuvachanam to fit it into aniditam therefore aniditam halantanam anganam that is how we end it aniditam halantanam anganam upadhayah is there then shnanalopaha like that there is a sutra from the sutra nalopaha will come here nalopaha there are two different words na lopaha na is lupta shashtikam padam like nalopa pratipadikantasya there nakarasya lopaha ityarthah therefore na nakarasya lopaha so vrittikara simply says nasya lopaha so now what is the sutra purpose to make lopa of nakara na there must be part of the anga anga is said anga means when pratyaya is following the earlier part is called anga yasma pratyaya vidhistadadi pratyayangam so the pratyaya is coming the earlier portion is anga in that anga na will disappear that is the sutra what kind of na not anywhere upadhana so one the last but one the penultimate nakara like month is there that penultimate nakara you can see like that anch is there suppose anch that is what we are going to see anch means anch it is stoshtunashchu chachajajnyake otherwise if you don't apply stoshtunashchu it is anch that anna chu that na is upadha so like that upadha nakara will disappear so should the upadha nakara there are two conditions the upadha nakara must belong to a particular kind of anga and it must be followed by a particular kind of pratyaya so when those conditions are satisfied the upadha nakara will disappear that is the sutra what are the conditions of the anga the anga must be halanta anga like month it is halanta agni month halanta anga and also it must be anidit it should not be idit it means e harasva ikara it should not be having a harasva ikara as it like the month that anch if you say anch it is anchu so ukara udit it is not idit therefore it is not idit therefore it is anidit anidit therefore the anga must be halanta and anidit like anchu is anidit and ukara goes away and therefore anchu you are looking at anchu that nakara is upadhanakara of a halanta anga which is anidit that nakara will go away when it will go away now you come this is called nimitta anga nakara will go away so that when the king iti then a pratyaya is following what kind of pratyaya either kit or nit that is the situation okay that is the sutra therefore in sutra what you should know is what is the goal of the sutra nakara lopaha of what of a particular kind of anga when the king iti when a particular kind of pratyaya is following all that must be in your mind then the sutra can be straight away applied fatafat you can apply okay that is the vyavastha first you should understand sutra clearly then applications will follow automatically you may not even say the end aniditam iti sutrena nakara lopesati like that you go on saying but while understanding the sutra must be clarity okay we say aniditam hala upadhayah kiniti,
aniditam hala upadhayah kiniti,
halantanam aniditam anganam upadhayanasya lopaha kitingiti, halantanam aniditam anganam. Of the angas ending in hal,
ending in hal,
and not having,
and not having
hraswa e,
hraswa
e as an it,
as an it.
That is the condition. Hraswa ikara should not be an idvarna. So when hraswa ikara comes, the nakara won't disappear, it remains intact. That examples will come later. Now we are not looking at the counter examples where nakara doesn't disappear because of the idittvam. That will come later. So a halanta anga which has no harasva ikara as it, so that kind of anga, if it is there, of that anga upadhaya nasya lopasyat. You say upadhaya nasya. Upadhaya nasya.
Upadhaya nasya.
Of the nakara which is upadha.
Of the nakara which is upadha.
Adi the upadha samajna sutra?
Alontyat
purva upadha. Antyat alaha purvaha upadhasya. Upadha samajna syat. Yeah. Alontyat purva upadha. Kiting iti.
Kiting iti.
Vanapratyaya.
Vanapratyaya.
Which is kit or nit.
Follows.
Okay. Now he says numagama. Numagama he has already used that ugi da cham. What is the sutra ugi da cham? That sutra also you see well, where it is. That also one time we'll remind it.
7-4.
Ugi da cham sarvanam sthane cha dhato.
770.
Very nice. What is the number of the sutra?
289.
So that means it has been covered long back.
Yes.
Two 89 is the sutra number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay. Good.
Page number is 391, Swamiji. 391.
Okay. Got it. Okay, let us say that sutram. Ugida cham sarvanam sthane dhato.
Ugida cham sarvanam sthane dhato.
Okay. You see, there also, what is the purpose of the sutra? Numagama. Num will come. Num means only nakara will remain. Will go away. While going away, the makara makes it mit. Medachontyat paraha. So whenever mit is used as an agama, it will, you have to look at the anga and look at the last vowel, ach, and then immediately after that it will come, that numagama. For example, if you have ach, whatever ach, pra plus ach, that is the situation, suppose. What is the last vowel? So first vowel is akara of the pra. Followed by that vowel is A, that is the last vowel. And then immediately following that, you have to put this N. So it becomes pra an ch. Like that it happens. That is the numagama. So that sutra, it fixes the numagama. For what? Which kind of angas it is? Ugit and ach. Ach means the nakara lopa krata anchu dhatu. That is ach, not vowel. Everywhere ach is not vowel. Ach means anchudhatu is there. In anchudhatu is itsaunya, so remove it. You get anchu and that nakara lopa will happen. Aniditam hala upadhayah kimiti itu sutrena nakara lopa will happen. And what remains is ach. That is the ach there. dalopinah anchudhato. That is the ach. And then ugit. Ugit means like a month is there. It's not ugit. Anch itself is ugit. Of course. But anch is ugit. But it is a dhatu. Therefore he has this rule he has kept for adhatu. But it won't apply for anch because it is dhatu. Therefore he added anch. Ugitahat adhatoh. Anga which is ugit. Ugit means uk is there, you know. I want to look. Urulu. That kind of it's samajna varna there must be there. But at the same time it should not be dhatu. Like gamulu gatau. That you do not bring that here. Because it is ugit bolke, we want to num this and that. We should not do. It doesn't apply for dhatus. Okay, then it will not apply for anchudhatu also. No, anchudhatu it will apply. Ugi dacham. Okay? Then anchudhatu.
Sorry. Why would you remove that and then bring that num?
You see, all dhatus are removed. And only one dhatu he doesn't want to remove. Therefore, he puts it. There are 2,000 dhatus. And all of them are eliminated. This rule won't apply anywhere in the dhatu prakarana. Numagama. But then anchudhatu, he wants it to apply. Therefore, he put ach there. Ach is the condensed form of anchudhatu only. What is the condensation? Ukara is removed because idvarna. Nakara is removed because aniditam halaupadhaya kingiti. Therefore, that is the... He will further suppose he says chu, chu, chu he says. Chu is, then what is this chu? Chu is ukara removed because it is dvarna, nakara removed because it is aniditam, and then akara removed, akara alloponahasam, akara will removed. Then that chu stands for that anchudhatu. So he follows that method. So we know how it operates. So we should know. Therefore, ugit and adhatu ugit and anchudhatu. That is the starting point. In that starting point, numagama will come. When sarvanamasthane pare. Okay? So you say that adhato rugitaha
adhato rugitaha
nalopinaha anchateshcha
nalopinaha anchateshcha
numagamasyat
numagamasyat
sarvanamasthane pare adhatoho ugitaha
ananga
which has uk as it
but
which is not a dhatu
but which is not a dhatu.
Because dhatu can become angas, you know. Who is the anga? Bhava is the anga. So dhatus are also angas only because of the pratyayas. So but here we don't consider dhatu. Then okay, if all dhatus are eliminated, then anchi is also eliminated, but he brings it back. Nalopinaha anchateshcha.
Nalopinaha anchateshcha.
Tu anchudhatu. Which lost its nakara. Numagamasyat. Num agama comes.
When?
Sarvanamasthane pare. And
Sarvanamasthana follows.
So now we have two sutras with us. One brings in num only in the context of sarvanamasthana, and one eliminates nakara in all situations where kit or ngit follows. Aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti. It removes nakara in all situations where kit and ngit follows. Whereas ugidacham sarvanamasthane dhatoh brings in nakara in those situations where sarvanamasthana is following. So that means if you take a shabda like pra plus anch, if you take that, in the sarvanamasthana situation, nakara first goes and then comes. First goes because of aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti cha, and then comes back because of ugidacham sarvanamasthane dhato. And so finally, he will have nakara in the first five, and he will not have nakara in the rest. This is the scheme he follows. You got the point?
One question. the Dvivida Cham part, when an Anga has to be Ugit, suppose we add a Pratyaya like Quip or Quin, Sarvapahara, then what do we take as the eighth letter of our Anga?
There, Uchcharanartha it is.
Where?
Kit only.
Which one
is it? Suppose you say quip.
Quip,
right. It is kit and pit.
Quip.
And E, you don't take E.
Right. Either
Uchcharanartha.
Which E? In the quip, you mean? No, no, what I'm saying is quip. Kit and pit, I understand. Now let's say the dhatu was something like anchu. The dhatu is ugit right now. We added a quip pratyaya which is kit and pit. That pratyaya just comes and goes. Now will I consider the anga as only kit and pit and ending, or what will I consider the anga to be?
Anga is anchu dhatu only. Anchu. While pratyaya is following, whatever is there, that alone is anga.
That is true. Okay. Now I understood. That I understood. But I thought this whole, right now in Subanta, so I'm thinking of saying that you added a quip to make a pratipadika, then you are adding a supratyaya.
Yeah.
So the for the supratyaya, the anga is the dhatu plus quip.
You see,
then what would you consider it there as?
Quip is not there, you know. Along with abhavaya, it is anga. Under that, abhava doesn't make any difference.
No, what would I consider anga to be ending in? Would I consider it as
when you say anga is ending with chi or anga is ending with abhava, it makes no difference. We'll see how the example comes. Now, these two, you tell me, these two sutras you understood or not?
I have a question. In this anch, so the nakara goes away and then it comes back for the saranamasthana, right?
Yeah, you see, nakara goes away wherever anch is there. Nakara will go away when it is followed by kit and ngit. In fact, we are making it followed by kit and ngit. How? Kit. Because we will do quin pratyaya.
Okay, so only in the case of
pratyaya lakshane, pratyaya lope, pratyaya lakshanam, that sutra we will apply. And therefore, the kit is always following. And therefore, nakara will disappear always. Okay, because quin pratyaya, quin or quip, whatever, it is a kit. Therefore, nakara will disappear straight away. And we will bring it back in the case of sarvanamasthana. That is the method. Okay?
And if that is not followed by a kit bring it, then that nakara lopa will not happen.
Oh, it won't happen.
And then this other sutra will simply not apply. Then
yeah. In fact, if a quin is not there, then it remains as a dhatu only. It doesn't become a pratipadika even.
Okay.
To make it pratipadika, you have to apply quip or quin. Then only sarvapahara will happen, and there is a rule, there is a sutra for all those things. The pratyaya will come, and then only it becomes the following is kit. That way it happens. You will know the example if you say. You see, anch dhatu is there. Anchu it is like edha. It is not edha. It is edha. But A is the idvarna. So anch it is, but anchu we call it. Anchu gati pujanayoho. Let us take gati. So pratyagatma we say, pratyagatma. All the time in Vedanta, that is anchu only. Pratyak anchati gachati iti prati piche anchati. That is how pratyagatma comes. So we will come to that. So anch means gati, movement. Okay? Pra upasarga. Pra, one upasarga, pra. Another upasarga, prati. Prati chi. That is also anch only. Udi chi. That is ut, is the upasarga. So para chi, para paranchi, khani, paranchi. Kathopanishat. Paranchi, khani. You should, I am saying like that because you should not think it's chikhani it is. So paranchi, khani. So paranchi is what? Anchi only. Para is this. So all these upasargas are there. Samyak, that is also anchi. So So sadhriyak is also anch. Sadhriyak. So we will see that this anch is there. Let us start with pra. Pra plus anchu. Anchu is gamanam. Pra plus anchu. Drop u. Pra plus anch. Unless you make a quin or quip. Here it is quin, I suppose. So, yeah, that sutra we will say. You look at the 301 sutra, yeah. Let us say that sutra also. Rutvig dadhrik.
Rutvig dadhrik.
Srag.
Srag.
Dig.
Dig.
Ushnig.
Ushnig.
Anchu.
Anchu.
Yujikruncancha.
Yujikruncancha.
Ebhyak kvinsyad.
Ebhyak kvinsyad.
Yeah. That anchu is there. So rutvik, dadhrig, dadhrik, srag, dig, ushnig, and then anchu, and yuji. Yuji is igit. Yuji lo only yuj remains. Ikara is the itvarna. You see? So therefore this aniditam, hala, that kind of that nakara rule doesn't apply there. Because yunjate, there also na will come.
Idito nam dhato.
Num will come. Idito nam dhato. Yunjate, yunjanas prathamam, manas, like, yunjate, yunjate, bhunjate it is. Bhunjate, not yunjate. Okay. So, yogi yunjita satatam. That is Gita. And in Veda there is a mantra. Utayunjate, like that, yunjate, like that it comes. Therefore, there nakara will come. That won't disappear, it remains. Anyway, that situation is different. So, here anchudhatu is there. For the anchudhatu, kvin pratyaya will come. That is the sutra. So, pra plus anchu, it is there. Now, rug, rutvig, dadhrik, iti sutrena, kvin pratyaya krate sati, kvin kartari kvin. In the meaning of kartartha, the doer, in that meaning only quin will come. So, pra anch quin. Quin is sarvapahari pratyaya. So, all quin will disappear. So, now you have pra anch. It is a krudanta. Quin is a krut pratyaya, it is. Therefore, it became krudanta. And hence, it became krutpandhita samasascha pratipatika. And therefore, sup will come. Okay? So now what you have? Pra an chu. Let us say like that. Pra an chu s. That is you have. Okay? Now pra an chu s is there. But that quin has disappeared. Pratyaya lope, pratyaya lakshanam. As though pratyaya is there. Still it is sitting there. Except in the case of na lumatangasya.
Lumata
Shabdena. Shlu Lup Luk
Angakaryam
Nasyat. Pratyaya Nimittam Angakaryam Nasyat. When Pratyaya disappears by virtue of a word having Lu, like Lup, Luk, Shlu, in those situations the Pratyaya disappears by virtue of that. He says Luk, Pratyaya disappears. He says Lup, Pratyaya disappears. And he says shlu, so like juhotyadibhya shluhu, like that pratyaya disappears. That is the lumata shibdena, yada pratyayasya abhavaha sampadyate, tada pratyaya nimittam karyam angasya nasyat. That is the na lumata angasya. So that is an exception. But pratyaya lakshane, pratyaya lope, pratyaya lakshanam, iti paribhashaya, quin as if it is present. Therefore, kit is following. Therefore, aniditam hala upadhaya kimiti chaita sutrena nakara lopaha pra ach s. There we have kama. Okay? But the s happens to be sarvanamasthana. Therefore, ugida cham sarvanamasthane adhatoho iti sutrena numagame krite pra an ch s. Okay? Now, you remove the halnya bhyodirghat sutasya praktam hal pra an ch. Okay? So, then what?
Then quin pratyasya ku.
Haan. Yeah. ప్రా అన్నచ్
సంయోగాంతస్య
లోపః చకార లోపః ప్రా అన్న క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య కుహు యా క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య కుహు క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య మీన్స్ నాట్ ద మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ టు క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ నో క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ యస్య సహ బహువ్రీహి సో దట్ అంగా విచ్ హ్యాస్ క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ వోంట్ అపియర్ దేర్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్ therefore this pra plus an is a quin pratyaya having quin as a pratyaya therefore it attracts that quin pratyayasya kuhu therefore in the place of na you get kavarga what is that ka kha ga gha nga will come therefore pra an akasavarna dirgha prang this is sutra this is root form I will give you a small notes about it. Prapla sang. Shall you, will you make a notes about it? Just to, notes is not going to make any new thing, but just to consolidate the whole thing. Anchu geti pujana yohai chasmat dhatoho ఇత్యర్థే ప్రకృష్ట గతిరితి ప్రకృష్ట గతిరితి ప్రసంగే ప్రకృష్ట గతిరితి ప్రసంగే అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెన్ సే ప్రకృష్ట గతే ప్రసంగే యు లైక్ రైట్ లైక్ దట్ ప్రకృష్ట గతే ప్రసంగే ప్రా ప్లస్ అంచ్ ఆ ప్రా ఇస్ ది ప్రకృష్ట గతి ఇత్యస్య ధాతోః ఇత్యస్మాత్ ధాతోః ఇత్యస్మాత్ ధాతోః క్విన్ ప్రత్యయే in the within the brackets you write rutvig dadhrug it is utrega sarvapahara lopecha pra ann ch you write like that pra ann ch it is a nakara it is because of the chakara nimitta it has become cha cha jhanya so we get back to nakara now so pra ann ch iti pratipadikam siddhyati
why not just use pra aj as per the pratipadika
oh, we will do like that nakar lopa we will do now tasmin pratipadika ichartha aniditam hala upadhaya kimiti iti sutrena aniditam hala upadhaya kimiti iti sutrena నకారలోపే సుపి చ ప్రా అచ్ స్ ఇతి జాతే ప్రా అచ్ స్ ఇతి జాతే ఉ ugidacham sarvanamasthane adhatoh. We need not say all the time like that, but you should know it is adhatoh. Ugidacham sarvanamasthane adhatoh. Iti sutrena numagame pra an ch s iti jate that sakara is called aprukta na aprukta sakara lope
aprukta ekal pratyaya
aprukta ekal pratyaya that is aprukta aprukta sakara lope or you can simply say salope also but I made it a little more pakka aprukta sakara lope sanyogaanta lope cha సంయోగాంతలోపదే కాలిష్టం సంయోగాంతస్య లోపః ఇతి సూత్రేణ యః లోపః క్రియతే తస్య సంయోగాంతలోపః ఇతి సంగ్రహం నామ సంయోగాంతలోపే చ ప్రా ప్లస్ అన్ ఇతి స్థితే క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య కుః ఇతి కుత్వే సవర్ణ దీర్ఘే చ ప్రాంగ్ ఇతి రూపం సిద్ధ్యతి దిస్ వర్డ్ ప్రాంగ్ హ్యాస్ మల్టిపుల్ మీనింగ్స్ ది వన్ హూ వాక్స్ ఆర్ హూ ప్రోగ్రెసెస్ వెరీ వెల్ ప్రకృష్ట గతిమాన్ is one meaning. Then the prakrushta desha, eastern direction is called prakrushta. Therefore eastern direction prang east, east is superior in that sense. Then the person living in the east, who is also superior for some reason, so prang is also called prang. And then the time, early morning time, that is also called prang. These are all meanings of the word prang. So if you just make yourself familiar with this much now, we will continue in tomorrow's class. Hari Om Tat. Vyakaranam is like vitamin tablets. Daily one tablet. Some 3-4 sutras are covered. Tomorrow we'll finish prang shabda.
So I'm very glad to see you in the beginning because it's starting with me.